Brian Mazeronski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Tuesday morning. It was an early morning for me, Joe. It's a late night, trying to hunt down this bat that I was sure in my house. I'm now less sure that there was a bat in the house.
Could have been the leaf I talked about.
I was 95% yesterday. I'm more like 90.
Oh, so still pretty high.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I was like making it up necessarily in my head.
Any noises this morning?
But no noises this morning. So here's where, again, I need the help of the listener out there, the educated listener. I have been told, or maybe I read, or somehow it's in my head, that all right, you have a bat in your house, like it's in the wall or something like that. If it is stuck there, you know, so it doesn't go out and then come back or something. But if it just is there, after 24 hours or after one day, it's dead. Like, you don't have to worry
right.
about it anymore.
Yeah.
That's my understanding based on what I don't know. I probably read it on the internet.
And then you'll eventually get a smell.
Maybe.
The dead bat.
Yeah. Maybe. You spray enough Febreze in there or something. I don't
what
know.
What does like, a dead maybe. Bat attract, though? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
That like, could be.
Well, hopefully nothing, yeah. right? If there was nothing in my wall in the first place, except for the bat.
Yeah,
I would
but
hope that,
if
know,
it's like roadkill, it attracts everything in town.
Just like a vulture now is going to squeak in?
I don't know. I'm just saying. These are the things that, again, not a homeowner. These are the things that would go through my head.
But like that's my assumption, like that's what I've I kind of have in my head. Am I right or wrong on that? You can let me know. 803-0930 to give a call or text into the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, like a 24-hour rule. Does that work? So like last night, yesterday I had somebody come out to the home. I'm sure my neighbors are all laughing at me, like, oh, I had somebody come out to look around. They basically said, like, yeah, I don't know, it got in the house some way, right? Like, there's no obvious answer, even though I know the general area. He said, like, there's really not an obvious answer where it comes out. You can't, bats are protected, federally protected species.
Because they eat the mosquitoes.
I don't know why. But so you can't really, a lot of places won't do anything to force them out or whatever. They're like, oh, we can help you. You, like, capture it if it's flying around the house. And my whole thing was, well, if it's flying around the house, I don't really need you. Like, I can see it.
Yeah.
And then I'll take care of it then. I want to avoid that part with the little kids in the house. Like, that's the part that I want to not happen.
Yeah, you want to avoid the having to get the net.
The flying around, the net, the, you know, dive bombing my three-year-old. Like, that's, I try to avoid that part. And no one could really help out or do much. So my wife and kids left last night. They're like, oh, my wife says, I can't sleep. I don't want to risk, with the kids or the bat flying around like it did last year.
I can totally understand that.
All of a sudden. So I'm like, okay. Well, I'll see you in the morning or whenever I get out of work. And I'll be on bat watch all yeah. night long. So that was me.
You slept in the attic?
No.
Oh.
but I was just in my bed, just, so I was doing in silence, just reading my book.
Oh.
Flipping the pages.
Thought that was what you were hearing.
Listening for, I know, I was listening for this.
Yeah.
The flapping of wings. Every once in a while, you hear it. My dogs are on edge because they can tell I'm on edge. Just waiting for like the sun to go down for this thing to come out. It never happened. So, like, all that for, well, I don't know if it happened. I might have, it
dozed off.
Might have happened when I was asleep, but it just never happened. So now I'm like, well, I'll go around, as best I can, because these things are small little rodents, basically. I'll poke around and do a sweep of the house to make sure it's not lying on the floor anywhere, but I feel like I'm in the clear now.
Maybe, possibly. Now, you know what sounds the worst about that night to me? Sleeping in silence. I'd be up all night. Like, am I going to listen for this bat, or am I going to listen to my spa music and go to sleep? If it's listening for the bat, we're up all night.
I figured the other thing was, so I put I kept lights on because I'm thinking, well, if I, you know, hear it or it wakes me up, if it comes like flying around, I don't want to be in the dark. I want to be able to see it right away. So that stunk, like having to sleep with lights on to try and do that.
You should have put the baby monitor in the attic. If the bat's in the attic.
I don't. It's not in the attic.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not.
I just assume bat attic.
Yeah.
That's
no.
Where
not
my mind
in
goes.
This attic. Okay. Not in this attic.
All right.
Too walled up and sealed off for that. But you know, that's so. Now we're back to just a normal life, I guess.
Not as invasive, but I also had a rough night. We are watching my in-law's dog. So we have two dogs and a baby in the apartment. And we don't have a small apartment, don't get me wrong. But still, you can't just let the dogs out. So that's a walk. And my in-law's dog is old, right? So kind of set in his ways, very slow when you take him outside. And he likes to bark. Not a good combination with a two-month-old. So tonight, I'm going to take the extra 15 minutes, Brian, because also woke me up at 2 o'clock and could not go back to sleep. That also happened. So tonight, taking him to my in-law's house, I would rather get up 15 minutes early than 90 minutes early tomorrow. So that is the plan. So we're both kind of slept. I wouldn't say I slept on edge, but you wake up at 2 o'clock and can't go back to sleep. That's a rough one.
Yeah. I got like someone said just to me, just to let it go, chill out. I like for me, it's the kids. It's not so much me. It's the
right.
I don't want to like one. You know, obviously the baby is one thing. You don't want to take any chances. It's more my 3-year-old son. I don't want to know what the reaction would be if at night, like you know, climbing into bed. The bat comes and go. Like I'm just envisioning in my head that not being a great reaction.
No, because once the bat's gone, it's still going to be an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like just him being terrified of that. What I was trying to avoid. Well, hopefully I avoid. Is the 24-hour rule real? You can let me know. 803-0930. So then I get up this morning. I, like you, had a dog issue because my wife wasn't there. She would, you know, get the dog's breakfast when she wakes up usually. I had to do it this morning, so we feed them and then let them out. Now, one of my dogs has been tied up every time she's out because she has made too much of a habit of jumping over the fences and just springing loose into the yard to go after, well, whatever she sees, whether it's skunk, rabbit, whatever it is. So I, you know, hooked her up, sent her out, go to the bathroom, put my water in my bag, got out like, come on, get over here. Hey, why aren't you listening? I start to pull the rope that she's tied up to, and there's nothing on the other end of it. She busted out of her collar over the fence, and I'm, you know, it's dark, obviously, everywhere. I'm saying all these words I can't repeat right now.
You can't be too loud.
That's the other thing I think. Like, I'm not going to cause a scene at, you know, 3-whatever or 4-whatever in the morning. So we had to go do that. So I end up getting her back. And I'm driving in the car. And then I realize that today is August 1st. Which, happy August, Joe.
Yeah, happy August.
My inspection was due in, or not inspection, my registration on the car was due in July.
Right, so you were taking it right to the end, as we all do.
Absolutely. So now it's going to be August for next year. But I had to remember, oh, I hope I don't get pulled over on my way into work here because I have to do it. First thing I do is I come in here, go online, pull up the email that was sent to me, you know, 3 months ago, hit the link, and do my inspection. Or not inspection. I keep calling it inspection.
It's the other sticker, yeah.
It's the other sticker, the registration. $93, Joe.
It's insane.
$93 for the registration. Now, I know it's not going to be like that. It goes by weight, which I think is ridiculous. It should go by...
I just found that out today.
It should go by classification. Like a passenger vehicle, it should all be the same. SUV, you know, pickup truck, sedan.
Yeah.
You're a regular car on the road. That's one thing. You know, a hauler, commercial truck. That would be another. A motorcycle would be another thing. Shouldn't really go. That's just my personal opinion. But $93. So the last time I remember doing it, I feel like it was $50.
Yeah. I feel like it was a flat rate.
Yes, $93. So I'm going like, what is going on? I was expecting 50. All of a sudden, it's, you know, the price is doubled, and that's how I start, you know, the morning at work. So if you heard a happy tone to all these stories, that was the mood I was in. And I'm like $93, and I'm thinking, is this the most egregious, stupid? I'm trying to think of the word.
Fee?
Ridiculous fee that we pay on a regular basis. Because I'm thinking about this. It's your vehicle registration. There's, to me, in my head, and maybe somebody, you know, from the clerk's office or whatever can explain this to me. To me, in my head, there's no reason why you should have to do it every 2 years.
Or at all. It should just be when you buy the car. And now it's registered. And guess what?
And then transfer it over when...
Yeah. Yes.
I could actually deal with a five-year allotment. If you want to re-register every 5 years, I agree with you, Joe. But I'll take 5 years, I would take it. 2 years just seems a great... Why? Like, what's... If nothing changed, then nothing changed.
No.
I don't need to tell you anything. The license plate's staying the same. I'm the same person. I live at the same... Okay, you move. Re-register the vehicle... If that's the case, all right, so I didn't move, nothing happened, nothing changed.
Exactly.
But no, so I fill this out, you pay the $93, and then boom, you have your registration. You know what that tells me, Joe? It's worthless.
Yeah, of course.
There's no checking anything.
You didn't have to come back in 24 hours after the check?
I had to prove who I was. I didn't have to prove the payment. I had to prove address. I didn't have to prove that I even still had the car.
Let me tell you. This is how I know it's meaningless. This is how I know it's worthless. Let's go back to when I drove the PT Loser, okay? Which one of our listeners
you
renamed
it. That's a great car, Joe.
What?
The car and driver car of the year when it came
out. I loved it when I bought it. The car couldn't even get to 100,000 miles. I'm not blaming myself on that one. Anyway, I had the PT Loser, okay? I did not know I had a suspended license. I've told this story before. Did not know I had a suspended license for over a year when I had the PT Loser. This is back when I was doing Sunday nights here at BEN. So we're talking 2010, 2011. When I go back and I look, I had re-registered the car as I was on a suspended license. And guess what, Brian? New York State told me nothing. The way I found out I had a suspended license is I got pulled over at the airport for being on my cell phone. So what did they didn't run the background check. They let a guy with a suspended license renew the registration.
But that's like that. I mean, that's an extreme example. Mine was just like, I shouldn't be able to pay, hit it, and then you go, okay, here it is.
Yeah.
Like that. So you just want the money.
Exactly.
So that tells me there's no reasoning behind this because there was not time at 4 a.m. when I did this to instantly approve all this stuff. Like, you just want the $93 now. It's such an egregious fee, and it got me thinking, like, what is the worst fee you've ever seen, paid for, etc.? Because I think the car registration here in New York State is now up there, now that it's, you know, double what I remember it being for whatever reason, and just completely meaningless, I think. Not to mention, by the way, if $93, and we can't even... change the sticker situation that we have here. Like, it's the worst sticker to apply and get off.
Oh, yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
The location, terrible. The, like, sticker material, it never just peels off. You always end up scraping, you know, whatever junk is on there to try and get it off, right? And you go to other states, and what do they do? Oh, it's just like a sticker on the license plate, and you can just pile them on it.
Yes.
What a genius idea.
We're taking up a corner of our...
Why do we do that? Yeah, we're blocking the little rabbits that are running across the road and hitting them because we have this huge, gigantic sticker that will never peel off.
I will tell you one, and this will stay in the car, for those who are visiting New York State or visiting a state that doesn't have Easy Pass. Easy Pass is more than just New York State. And you're paying double the fee every time you drive by those tolls by mail. Now, why the extra fee? Because you're able to track my car the exact same way as if I had an Easy Pass. This isn't
it's like you're trying to make my blood boil.
This isn't 1985. All right, this is 2023. We're using the same technology to read your license plate. The Easy Pass is, in my opinion, not even relevant anymore because they're reading your license plate. So that fee is just an excuse for New York State to get more money. And unfortunately, they're not spending it on the thruway because once you cross over into Pennsylvania and don't pay a toll, the 90 is so much smoother. And they have a welcome center.
That, Joe, is... I might have to take back the registration one. Somebody on the text board texted in, saying, Brian, it's $93 for 2 years. It's a 2 year, so divide it in half. I know it's 2 years. That, how does that make it better?
No.
It's a, so you got 4150 or 4650
for a sticker.
For a year for what? The privilege of driving your own car?
Right.
That's your property? Like, not, it should be $0 every, what, you know, 10 years or whatever. I know it's 2 years. There's just no, I don't know. It's unbelievable. And to your point, Joe, oh my goodness, the tolls that read your license plate, know you're in the system, are billing you the exact same way, but still charge you the fee just because you don't have the thing on there.
It's insane.
Unbelievable.
It's insane. Like I said, it's not, we're using 1980s excuses. We have, and we made a big deal about it, Brian. It was a huge thing when we installed these cashless tolls, but we're going to use that against people because, oh, the Velcro may have fallen off.
And they say it's a mail fee or, you know, a fee for paperwork. I've never gotten a piece of mail. It never comes in the mailbox. Just like the registration, it shouldn't go up because I never get a mail anymore. I get one email reminder, which I, like, thank you. It's, you know, I'm not complaining that, oh, they only reminded me once. But you're not sending stuff in the mail. So you're cutting down on the amount of money you're spending while bumping it up.
By the way, the state's making $60 off your car a year because you do have to give them $20 to get the inspection sticker.
Somebody said in Alaska, vehicles over 10 years old qualify for Z plates, where no more renewals are required until it's sold. And then prior to that, it's every 2 years. Something like that? Sure. The every 2 years still bothers me. I just think it should be you do it when you get it. You register the vehicle. If it changes hands, you re-register the vehicle. If nothing you change your address, you can re-register the vehicle to your new address. If nothing changes,
right?
But why are we still doing this?
And they're not even finding out, as you said, if something changes. Because there's no reason, if this is a legitimate thing, that a guy with a suspended license should have been able to renew the registration. That always that was always a big one for me. And as someone says, inspection every year, $22. Not $22. That's, you know, we're not gonna, I'm not gonna cry over $22. But it's, inspection's not an every state thing. At least registration's an every state thing. Inspection, not in every state thing.
The inspection, I've got my own idea for a rule. I, you know, we're stuck on autos here, but it could be anything. Your most egregious fee, let us know. 803-0930, B-Mans and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. We're talking about the most egregious, ridiculous fees that you have. And brought this up because today is the 1st of August. I had to renew my registration. And I was stunned at the $93 price tag. And I was stunned at it because it's just such a stupid thing. You know, you just pay them $93. There's no questions asked. There's no checking, like, that the information you provided was correct or anything. Just, oh, $93, okay, here immediately after is your new registration. You know, it's like nothing, something happens that quickly, I'm like, what's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
What are we doing here? Before we hit the break, Joe, someone focused on the inspection. $22. I thought it was 21, but I guess $22 a year. And like that one crushes me. I can get with the inspection. Now, you mentioned not every state has an inspection law. I like the inspection law.
Okay.
Here's the kicker. You should have to go for an inspection, a yearly inspection on your car after your car is 6 years old.
I could get on board with that. I would still have to get my inspection. But
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you just bought a brand new car, now it's not to say you could have a new car, get in an accident, driving off the lot and whatever.
Yeah.
But the inspection is, in my mind, like, mostly to make sure you're not driving like an unsafe to others, like, old junker of a car. If you just got something new, I don't think you really need to do the inspection every year until you're 5 or 6.
But this is what bothers me. And again, I understand it's only once a year. These things could happen in between inspections. But the amount of times I see a car with the bumper tied up to the back or without a without a window. I saw a car. Should I say what type of car it is? I don't want to single this person out.
Single them.
I saw a Ford Taurus. Remember the Ford Taurus?
Oh, I remember it well. My wife used to drive an old Taurus.
3 out of the 4 windows were plastic.
Or bags.
Yes. And there was no back mirror. And this guy was looking out his window to turn onto Main Street. And I'm like, to be fair, I didn't see a registration sticker. All right. I didn't look for it. But it's like, that kind of car is on the road.
It was on the bag that was rolled down.
Yeah, that might. But I did feel bad for him because it was pouring rain when I saw this guy in the middle of Main Street. But it's like, that car's on the road. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just, the inspection thing, and you've mentioned this, there's ways around it. All right, there's people know ways around it, how to get a sticker without the inspection. I just think it's a flawed system.
I agree. Egregious fees. That's what I would call them. 803-0930. Where are those egregious fees for you? We'll go to the phones. Jim in Tonawanda, you're on WBEN. All right, Jim, what do you think? Where do you find them?
Hey, good morning there. You were saying that, you know, your inspection was up at the end of last month there. But believe it or not, there is a date on the inspection sticker. Oh, my God, we're talking about inspections. But the registration sticker, when your registration is expired, it's not the last day of the month because I got popped.
Uh-oh. How much was that ticket?
Luckily, I pleaded my way out of that when the cop let me go on that one. But
I've done that before too.
The date when your registration expires is above the year. I'm looking at mine right now. It says 125. The date says 121/25.
Huh?
Well, I mean, the registration one, thanks, Jim, can be a tricky one. Someone saying, I'm in luck because their Tahoe is 125 for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
That's you have one of the big ones, right? Somebody mentioned what could be coming around the corner, the new fees for electric cars, which have been talked about already, a yearly fee if you're driving an electric car. I don't think this will happen, Joe. What I think is going to happen is it's going to be a yearly fee for just all motorists. They're not going to differentiate whether or not you drive an electric car.
Yeah, they want you to drive an electric car.
But the idea being you're not paying the gas tax used to, you know, quote unquote, used to uphold, you know, the roads and keep up with that. But you're still using the roads. You need to be paying to use those roads. So they're talking about a new fee that could be as much as $200 a year.
By the way, there's another one. And I know people will disagree with this, but you want to talk about a fee that is not being put to proper use? The gas tax. The gas tax has been waived in this county, or up to $2 has been waived in this county for over a year now, Brian. Have you noticed anything different? Is anything missing on our road work? Talk about a fee that we've been paying for decades. Now it's lifted, and if you ask me, it's going to be very difficult for them to put that fee back on your gas.
And I still see road work going on.
Yeah. Oh, transit
was just
ripped up.
We've managed to do it. I think about that. I think when it comes to a lot of these, you know, fees on the roads, which is getting our attention now, but again, we'll take, you know, any fees that drive you nuts that you see on the bottom of your bill or something like that. We just need a little more transparency. And like exactly where that money is going to, because it can drive you up a wall to think about the fees. I mean, we'll complain about the Grand Island Bridge fee or something like that. And especially the tolls are just
insane.
The tolls are the tolls, especially here in Buffalo. I understand the length of the 90. from, you know, Williamsville to Hamburg, you know, like the 15 cents, those should have been toll-free zones a long time ago. But what, like, drives you nuts is you drive through the tolls. You go out of New York. Then you hit another state. And you don't hit another toll. And you drive to a city like Pittsburgh, where you're going over 20 bridges just to go around the corner. You know, in and out of, like, the area, over all the rivers. And you don't pay a single toll. And I'm thinking, like, hang on a second. Why do I need to pay a toll every time I go over the Grand Island Bridge? I'm going over bridges all the time here. They're still up.
Yeah.
You know, they're still maintained, and I haven't paid a dime. Now, that money is likely coming from the money comes from somewhere. I would just like to know a little bit better the trail of that money and how it gets from my pocket to the pavement on this bridge. And where exactly that comes from, because it doesn't click in our minds when we're paying all the tolls, or you're driving around a city like Pittsburgh, you're going over the bridges, you don't pay a single thing, you drive all the way back here, you don't pay a single thing, you enter New York and it says, we will bill you.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, you mentioned bridges. You have to pay to go on the Grand Island Bridge, which is in such bad shape that they used it in a movie about a town that had no humans left. So... you're paying $1.25 to go over it. I'm just saying. You know, I go to Blacksburg more than a few times a year, Brian. After we leave New York State, there's only one tolled road between here and Blacksburg, Virginia. And let me tell you, Brian, it is the smoothest ride. I'm never upset paying the $2 to get on 77 in West Virginia. It is the smoothest road. And fine, I'm paying $2. This feels like a road I paid $2 to drive on.
A luxury road.
I don't feel that way.
You got the Kramer widened highways?
Yeah, yeah. Kramer's widened the highways. He's out there, you know, taking the trash. No, but, like, I don't feel, hey, where's my money going? I know it went to the road that I'm on. You enter New York State, there's literally a dip when you leave Pennsylvania to go into New York State for the We Will Bill You road.
Yeah, if you're driving on the We Will, can we at least have it paved in front of the We Will Bill You sign?
Right.
We'll make sure there's no, like, potholes or anything right in front of the sign that says We'll Bill You. Mike in Buffalo, you're on WBEN. What's going on this morning?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we today?
We're fantastic, as you can hear.
Oh, that's what we like to hear. Hey, a little info on those inspection stickers, without making it political. Inspection fees are going to go up. The new stickers are going to have embedded into them your registration, your plate number, and it'll have your address and all that neat stuff that, you know, you'd never really wanted anybody else to know. It'll be in those stickers, and they're going to charge more money for it. Not everybody's up for it yet. Most of the inspection stations are just coming on board. But I believe that by the end of the year, they all have
That's
to
right.
have the new
That's right. We did that interview the week Brian was off.
Yeah. Okay. I did. You know, how could I have missed that, Joe? I can't understand you guys today. How could I miss
that? I forgive you, Mike. I forgive you. But you're right. And again, a lot of people don't want that stuff in there. And yes, the thing that's going to catch most people's attention is when they go to get that inspection and it's a different price point.
I think you're right.
Yeah. And you know that you made a statement a little bit earlier, Joey, about how, you can just bypass the inspections and just, there used to be a time when guys would just sell the stickers, which you can't do anymore, and just put them on any car. No more. Now the stickers, they plug it into your computer, that goes directly to motor vehicles in New York State. So they keep track of where your car is, when it got inspected, whole nine yards. It's unbelievable. It's an invasion of your privacy, I think. But that being said, just so they're going to go up. And the registrations that they charged for 2 years, that was just so they got their money up front.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, thank you for the call. I'm right there with you.
Can you imagine something in New York State, the price is going to go up?
I'm just saying wait until this tax, if what the governor says is right, and I mean, you know, I'm thinking we're talking fees. We're really just talking cars. Just two guys talking cars, Joe. I was thinking about this the other day when I was at the gym in the parking lot. And I was actually specifically thinking about the Marine Drive apartments, because we just had that last week, right? They showed the redesign of the Marine Drive. And so picture the Marine Drive apartments, if you can, if you're driving around right now. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you know the tall towers. And then where everybody parks is this big, huge parking lot right next there. I used to sometimes maybe park there and walk to Sabres games. Or
sometimes.
Park along Marine Drive.
Oh, yeah.
But they have a big fenced-in parking lot for the residents of the Marine Drive apartments. Come 2035, the governor wants every new car sold to be electric. Now, that doesn't mean every car is going to be electric, but every new car, you know, to be zero emissions, basically an electric car. Because that's our zero emissions car right now. We're not doing the fuel cell like everyone's giving up on that stuff. That's our new electric car. So I'm trying to picture this. All these residents of what are going to be these new Marine Drive apartments, are they adding a charging spot to every single parking spot there? Because that's what you're going to need to realistically have every car be zero emissions going forward. A parking lot like that, which is used for all the residents who live in these places, if they are to have electric car, you can't just have five chargers for everybody to, you know, use and whatever. You can't even just have 20. You need one in every single space so that every car is able to charge overnight, because or else then what do you have to do? I mean, you're going to be waiting for a space. Do you go to a charging station like a gas station? There's not enough of those, and even if there are, you can't exactly fill up in the morning.
No,
right? It's a lengthy process.
You're going to take your
before you go to work.
You're going to take your car to a charging station, walk around for an hour.
How practical is that when we're talking about all these new things that come with what they want, basically the fleet of vehicles on the road to look like in just about a decade's time? And I don't know like why that came. I think because we were talking about this, you know, mileage tax that everybody's saying that basically the idea is, and it's already been kicked around in Albany and in other states, that you go in for your inspection, and basically your inspection is not so much to, or maybe they tie it to your registration. It's not going to be so much to make sure your muffler isn't scraping the ground. It's going to be to check the mileage on your car, and then that's inputted into the system, and then you pay the state based on how many miles you drove that year. And that's your new road tax that you're going to be forced to do every single year. So there's a lot of new changes coming. You know, the caller said one thing new. There's a lot of new things coming around that I think we're all that are planned to come around, Joe.
Yes.
As you'll say, you're usually in doubt that any of these things will come to fruition. And
you read my mind.
I think you're pretty on track with that. But plan to come around is a really significant change in the way you take care of your car and in the way that everybody thinks about every single parking space attached to every unit of housing in the entire state.
As you know, right now at my complex, brand new complex, two electric charging stations. And
that's a lot.
And I have not seen anyone in that lot since you picked me up for the Bills game last year. So
I couldn't use it.
That's right.
I didn't have the right app.
But you were an EV, so you could be in that spot. You could take the nice prime
location. I do
location.
That at Wegmans. I don't plug in. I can't use the charger at Wegmans. It doesn't fit my car. Oh. But I'll park there anyway. No one's using it.
Can you carry around an adapter for something like that, or does that not work?
Honestly, I have no idea. I don't think that. I think that's one of those things that they would tell you to not do. That would be like plugging a fridge into like a household extension cord, right? like one of those things. I kind of think that would fall under that category.
I'll tell you though, Brian, this hour has given me two ideas for Hardline already, and it's Tuesday. I am way ahead of where I usually am. Because we're going to talk to someone about the gas tax that's been waived. Do we ever really need it back? And you mentioned the tolls. Congressman Higgins, who you just had on, he's been vocal about moving that Williamsville toll booth a spot up. because of congestion on Main Street in Amherst. Maybe we can get him back on Sunday to talk about that. I think those are things that many people want addressed. Again, you try to avoid the 15 cents because, as Brian and I said, that can turn into $3 if it's coming in the mail. And everyone's driving down Main Street. It's a more congested Main Street in Williamsville.
Somebody on the text board said their daughter lives where there's all street parking. Where are all these people supposed to charge their cars? And the only answer I can think of is they don't care. Right? Like, they are not thinking of... Like, it is a central problem and has been for longer than I've been alive, I'm sure, that we're not living the same life that the people who are thinking up these new rules are.
Well, that's a whole new show right there.
Whoever is thinking up of the new rule and, oh, you know, we'll have a charger in every home and, you know, oh, we'll have all electric everything. Oh, just install the heat pump or whatever, are not living in the same reality that everybody else is. We just talked this morning, Joe, about how people are living paycheck to paycheck. 61% of Americans, according to a new survey. Yet the people who are making the rule about installing a new heat pump in your home just got a new, you know, raise of $20,000 a year.
I was going to say, they said that $100,000 wasn't enough to live.
So... they're not living in the same reality as the people who are going to have to live by a lot of these rules, and that's just the truth of it.
Yep.
They're not thinking about street parking because they haven't parked on the street, and some of them haven't even driven a car because they have someone else to do it for them. That's just the reality.
No, they are voting on something that sounds good to them. Sounds good, but again, it's a reality that they have not had to live, most of them, for a long time.
Sounds good, with good intentions.
Yeah, I believe they think it's a good idea. Again, I disagree with it, and I don't think it will come to fruition the way it's written today.
Just disconnected from the reality of people like us, Joe, who are going home every day thinking about how I'm going to get the bat out of the house.
Yeah, exactly.
And what exactly I need to do to, get this out of here. Someone said they won't drive on any toll roads. Are you like that in Western New York? Now, I'll obviously take the 90. If we're going on a road trip, we were in Erie, Pennsylvania last week. We took the 90 there. You know, I'm not going on avoiding toll roads there. But if I'm going to Niagara Falls from here, I'm avoiding the Grand Island Bridge. And if I'm going to Hamburg, I'm taking the Skyway and I'm not going on the 90.
Yes, unless I'm in a hurry. So I am closer to the transit exit of the 90 than the Main Street, Brian. But I will do everything I can to avoid the transit entrance. You get what I'm saying? I will go.
I forgot that about you because it has to be very tempting to just hop on.
Yeah, and if I'm in a hurry, I have to do it. But I will go to, because another thing I don't like is if you're under $10, your Easy Pass charges you $25 to re-up.
You can actually finally change that.
I got to go in and do that. So I will do one of two things. I'll go down Main Street onto the 90 that way, or I'll get the 90 from the 33 by the airport, which doesn't actually add that much time if you think about it.
I am. I'll hit on my little Google Maps. I don't just hit start. I hit directions and then pick the one without the little change icons next to it.
Can I say something that I know most people don't care about, Brian, but it's been on my mind all day? We could get some very big news in the landscape of college sports. And people might be saying, Joe, we don't care about your college sports. It has no effect to Buffalo. Let me just tell you this. Decisions that are made at certain conferences can avoid future UB football games. All right? They play Penn State. They play Ohio State in the future. If conferences get big enough and they have to get rid of non-conference opponents, that could be a big loss financially for University of Buffalo. So there is the local tie-in, but there could be a big shakeup in the landscape of college football or college sports, and we could learn a lot tonight at 5 o'clock.
You have a lotto ticket?
I sure do. I have two. You know how I do it.
I might want to buy, if I am somewhere where they're selling tickets, I might buy one.
I got two, and they're in my wallet.
It's about as far as I've gone in a long time, but... Oh, wouldn't it be nice?
I'd be happy just to get the five and get the $1 million.
I thought you meant $5.
I mean,
wouldn't mind $5.
Either. I spent $4 on tickets. Anything over $4, Brian, I'm a happy guy tomorrow.
All right. Well, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Maybe.
Oh, I'll be here regardless. I have to. See, I would want people to know I won. I would talk all about it.
I would be back here actually to play it cool.
Yeah.
Pretend that I didn't win.
I would ask people for suggestions.
What to do with the money?
Yeah.
And immediately spend it however they say.
Well, if you're getting a check every year, yes.
Yeah, I like it. We'll be back here tomorrow. You got David coming up after the news with Lucas on WBEN.